Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Uncanny Podcast. I got Danny here with me again.
What's up?
I don't know what to talk about. Just roll the intro.
Welcome to Uncanny.
All right. Okay.
Well, I just came back from Orlando, bro. So this podcast was supposed to have been up on Monday.
Sunday. Oh, Monday.
It was supposed to be up on, yeah, we usually will do it Sunday night. Well, that was the plan, to do it Sunday night. And it's, what is it right now, Thursday?
Thursday.
So, yeah, everything got thrown off. I came back from Orlando. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
Like, consciously?
No, in my dreams? What do you mean?
The last time I was in Orlando was...
I actually didn't like it, to be honest, when I went.
Huh?
I didn't like it when I went. But
are you?
Is it recording? Yeah, it's recording.
Yeah, but are you close enough? Because when you talk low,
well, you can just turn it up at the end of the day, you know, and it'll go up.
I suppose, yeah. I went to Orlando when we were kids. I don't know if you were there. It was for church, dude. And Dad took us and.
Oh yeah, that's where he just talked about that in a preaching early yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. No, yeah, I was in a stroller and he took me.
Oh, I don't remember anything. Well, like I said, when we went, it was for church, and it was AIDS. Like, imagine, it's like going to Disneyland, but you're only allowed to use a restroom, and that's all you can go there for. Like, yay, we're in Disneyland, but, all right, you can only use a restroom, and then we have to leave. Like, that's what happened when we went to Orlando when we were kids. Like, we drove by the downtown Disney crap, the, what's it called? The one that I went to? No, there's a name. Spring, I don't know.
Forget it.
I don't know. Springtime Disney Town or something. God, like Robert California. You want to take the kids to Disney Town?
He says that. Yes. When?
He went when. What's her name that takes over the Andy's job?
Oh, I hate her, bro.
Dude,
in the beginning.
Nah, in the beginning. Then I liked her in the afterwards. Yeah. But what's her name? The chick from that took over Andy's job. That she's just sat there. She's like, stop looking at my head. And start looking at my penis. I know. You know
it has to be
Nelly.
Nelly, yeah.
Nelly. What was I saying about her? How did we
about Robert talking? California with Nelly?
Oh yeah, Robert California. Well, she's giving out raises, and then Robert California tells Jim, like, so you, what? She's like, she's just giving out raises, and she's like, let me guess, Jim, you want a raise too? You want to take you and the family to Disney Town? Oh, yeah. He's like, well, I guess I'll take a raise, but that's not the point. He's like, So anyway,
and I hate Robert too. Actually, no, he's a gold. But there's some parts where I hate him.
I actually like him the entire time.
There's rare parts where I like him.
I guess the only part where I got annoyed by him was, I guess towards the end where he was like drunk and kind of like closing branches. He's like, I'm not gonna start doubting my drunken self now.
Yeah, I hate. I also hated the Nelly thing. How he just let her be the boss. He just let Nelly be the boss.
Because of some. Because he was horny.
This is interesting. I know.
That was a decision made out of horniness. Well, anyway, dude, so I went to Orlando.
Damn.
So I went to Orlando, and it was really cool because we went to this, like, Meraki. That's where I work for this
convention
slash event. And we went to the hotel, whatever, and, dude, it's, like, the view is crazy, man.
Of what?
Like, the view of, like, the atmosphere, the freaking trees and the... you know, whatever else.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Whatever else you can imagine, like it's really cool. Then we went to Universal Studios.
I did like that. That's the one part.
So you guys did go recently.
It was like 2 years ago. It was the year Isaac and Alonso graduated. That's when he took us.
So you bastards.
No, but I really didn't like it. I didn't like.
Why did you like it?
We drove there, bro.
Bro, I drove there. I wanted to die.
Oh, but damn, like Carlo with five kids. I mean, damn, I can't even breathe.
Well, imagine driving.
No, I'd rather drive where I love
Dude,
driving.
Trust me, dog.
Were you by yourself? Were you by yourself?
No, it was five of us.
Oh, that would suck. Because if I was by myself, I would just blast like music the whole way there.
Well, we were. We were blasting music, but imagine, dude, the drive should have been 23 hours. How much do you think we ended up doing?
Well, you probably stopped for a night and slept.
No, we didn't do that. We did stop a couple times, but so we ended up doing like 26, 27 hours.
Damn.
It was so much. Then after we were there in Orlando... we did the event, you know, we had fun, whatever. These dudes wanted to go to Miami, dude. That's another 4 hours south
Damn.
Of Orlando, adding another 4 hours to the trip.
Right.
Oh, that we already take. That yeah. we had already take, taken. Taken.
Take us.
That we had already
Tooken.
Taken.
Took.
Whatever. And so I was like, bro, I do not want to drive back.
You know, I would want to go to Miami, but not.
It was cool. It was nice.
Oh, you guys did? I'm going.
We did go.
God. Oh, damn.
We went, but I didn't drive that time. Bro. I was asleep the whole, like, freaking. And it went back quick because I was, like, sleeping. But we went to Miami. The beach, dude, it's not the. Not anything.
Do you picture?
Not anything similar to the one in Los Angeles.
Really? I hate the one in Los Angeles.
Sam, have you been to the beach in Miami? Or, like, East Coast? When you were, your parents took you on vacation to the East Coast?
By the way, that's Sam.
Yeah, Sam is my wife in the background. She got mad that we didn't acknowledge. So I've always gone to the beaches on the West Coast, Los Angeles.
I think those are the worst.
Dude, beaches, they're the worst, bro. They have freaking cancer in the waves, man. No, it's freaking AIDS. You can't see through the water. Right. It's gray, black. It tastes like
brown up dog.
It tastes like Pringles, you know, like
Pringles.
It's horrible, dude. I hate that's why I hate the beach. So like, hey, let's go to the beach. That's what I'm thinking, and I hate it. Bro, dude, the beach over there, not even close to being the same, dude. Oh. The sand is, like, soft and brittle. It's coarse, and it gets
everywhere.
No, but it's nice, dude. And then the water, like, warm, dude.
So you can taste it, and it will be salty,
it still
right?
tastes like booty, bro. Like,
yeah, right.
Yeah, salty booty that hasn't been showered. Not that I... Never mind. But, The yeah. water, dude, so warm. Like, you can literally just walk in and start swimming. Like that. And the West Coast, dude, Los Angeles, or even Corpus Christi, water, bro. It's horrible. And you can't, like, freaking get in, freaking
I always hated the beach, too, but did you ever come with us with that when we went to places in Mexico? Like, we went to Puerto
Peñasco and Rosario to Mazatlán.
Dude, Mexico beaches are good, too. The water's warm.
Well,
it's actually blue.
I think
blue.
That's the next where you would want to go, no? Is, like, somewhere... Huh?
But Cancun is scary, man.
It's scary?
I feel like you'll get shot, bro.
God, what's over there, bro?
Know, there's a cartel there, isn't there?
Is there?
No, I'm supposing.
Damn.
I think it's just
like
Juarez.
Man, I don't want to go to Juarez.
Damn, Juarez. That's a bad comparison.
It's like Juarez.
It's like Juarez, where you can get kidnapped.
Violent yeah, city in the world. No offense to the Mexicans. By the way, we're not offending people in Juarez. We actually used to live there. So.
Yeah, we used to live there. Against our will.
I actually did like it, though.
I didn't, bro. I didn't like it just because of waking up
at
4 in the morning.
That's the only
thing. I hated it, bro.
Going
like,
to
I
the
freak,
bridge,
I'd just
bro.
Drop out of school, bro. Like, I hated it.
Yeah. Oh, that was when you were in high school, huh? That
sucked. It sucked, bro. It sucked really bad. Anyway, it was a really cool trip. Anyway, I ended up flying back. I didn't want to drive.
Well,
dude, I spent $400 on a one-way ticket coming back. And by I mean half her. Because she helped me pay for it. But, dude, I did not want to drive back. As a matter of fact, what day did I get here? Tuesday. Let's say Tuesday afternoon, I got here at 2. That's when my friends barely started driving over here from Miami, dude.
Damn.
Imagine, bro.
That's crazy how flying works.
Hell no, that's too much for me, bro. Man. Bro, and we'll get off this Orlando thing in a little bit. That way we can move on to the next whatever. But I just want to mention this because this all leads to something. So I'm on the flight, okay? Right. And we're on the runway for like 30 minutes, dude, sitting on the airplane.
Oh, I hate that.
So what do you think happens? The captain comes on the intercom and he says...
I don't have a guess.
No. So he's like... I want everyone to remain calm.
God. Yeah, forget it. You shouldn't have started
that. You shouldn't have said that. He's like, and then he says, I don't know if he was cracking a joke, but he's like, you know it's bad when I'm up here talking to you. I was like, Jesus Christ, bro. And then he's like,
it's true, though.
So we got a couple of panels up here that aren't working, but you know.
Dude,
I thought he was going to be like, nah, don't worry about it. We're going to take off anyway, goddamn. No, he was just like, you know what? There's some navigation panels up here not working. And if you ask me, I'm not a pilot. I mean, I'm a UAV pilot. It's not the same thing. But being a pilot like that, I'm not a pilot like that. But you would think the one panel you would need to work is a goddamn navigation panel. You need to know where you're going, right?
Yeah, right.
So he's like, nah, the navigation panels aren't working. Some stuff's not working. Yeah, it's not a big deal. But we're going to wait on some paperwork from the FAA to get it. So at least they did the right thing. It wasn't like... Like, I don't know if you've ever heard of Louis C.K. You know who Louis C.K. is?
I actually just heard about him today.
Dude, really, he's one of my favorite comedian, dude. He's like, has the darkest humor ever. And yeah. one time he's talking about on one of his bits, he's I don't know if it really happened, I'm sure it did, that his pilot, the captain went on the intercom, he's like, our fuel gauge is broken, but we're going to take off anyway, and we'll probably be fine. Bro, they're middle of the flight.
Oh, in the middle of the flight?
We're losing gas here, guys, so we're going to try and make a landing. And then they're trying to call in the air tower, like, hey, excuse me, the tower, you know, we need to land because we're running out of fuel. That's a negative. You know, you need to pull into another tower. We got no room for you, whatever, whatever. And he's like, all right, you know, a couple of minutes past, a couple 20 minutes. I don't know. I really don't know the story exactly. But he's right. Like, all right, air tower, we really need to land here. We're running out of fuel.
Oh, damn.
Then he's like, the tower's like, negative. That's a negative. You can't land. Repeat, you can't land here. And then, like, you know, another time passes by. And then the captain's like, okay, we really need to land this plane right now. We need to land this plane right now. And then the guy at the tower's like, all right, I guess. Come on in, you know. So it wasn't like that, right? They submitted the paperwork for the FAA. He was waiting on the paperwork for them. I don't know if the panels ended up working or not. Point is, we landed safely. Thank God I'm here, right?
Right.
But yeah, that was pretty freaky, man. And I thought it was funny. I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna remember this.
He wasn't kidding. I would have been scared the whole flight.
Just kidding. I mean, I was. Honestly, bro, I had never been so exhausted in my entire life. Because we went to Orlando. Dude, imagine, have you ever, you know, like when you walk in Six Flags, you walk for a long time.
Yeah, that's how I felt in Vegas, okay. Too.
Well, remember Vegas, Sam? How were our feet in Vegas?
Yeah, I freaking hated it, bro.
So imagine, we walked all of Universal Studios, right. Island of Adventure. We walked all of it. And then me and my friend Morfeo, that's what we call him, we bought the additional ticket for the other park in Universal. And it's Halloween Horror Night, dude.
Oh, dude, I saw that on your story, bro. I love that, dude.
There were haunted houses, bro. There were people outside, like you're walking and they're trying to scare you, bro. They're like literally.
Even if you're not going inside.
No, like there, it's literally. I can't. I wish I could show you what it looks like, but let me see if I can pull it.
Was it similar to the one we went in California, like when I was?
No,
like,
you've 12? Never seen this, bro. This will blow your mind. Let me see if I can find it.
Because there was one in the other Universal Studios in California.
Really? Did you go to it or what?
Yeah, we all went. It was when we went with Juan and Carlitos.
I went. No, that one was just a house.
Oh, damn. So
this entire park was closed off.
The whole park?
And they had like 10 different haunted houses. And in the park where you're walking, they had people set up with chainsaws.
Oh, damn. So like
Hellfest? Bro, and you know how the chainsaws from Walmart? Bro. The only thing that this thing didn't make it a chainsaw was it didn't have a, I don't know.
The chain or something.
I didn't even know they made props like this. This thing turns on literally. You like yank it and it's loud, bro. Just like a real chainsaw.
Yo.
And it's huge, but of course it's not a real spinning chainsaw, but it looks like it has like the blades and everything. So like they're all dressed up, dude, and there's people walking and they'll, right behind you, they'll go. Dude. Of course, I mean, I wasn't really terrified because, I mean, I literally dream about that stuff. Like, I'm not scared of that. I'm more scared of, like, supernatural stuff, you know? Like, but,
like, demons or something?
Yeah, stuff like that. You know, like, demons, suegra, stuff like that. Just kidding. Okay. But, yeah, dude, so they scare you and everything. And then there's different haunted houses. And one of them we went into was a Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Dude, that's crazy. I literally just watched it like 2 days ago. I felt like watching it and I watched it.
Which one did you watch? There's like a billion of them, dude.
The worst. It was like considered the worst reboot, but to me it's interesting.
I know what you're talking about.
The one with the reboot with
the one where
the chick from Fast and the Furious. She's in that movie.
I don't remember who's in it. But you're talking about where the one who you thought was going to be the dude and it ended up being the nice kid that became the chainsaw guy?
Oh, no, not that. It was
that one was a more AIDS one.
It was a reboot and it was called A New Beginning. It didn't show like... All it showed from his past is just how he was hatched or born.
Oh, he was hatched. No, you're talking about the one where it shows a flashback and they want to burn their house down. And
that's Freddy Krueger.
No. Where there's like, bring your kid out here. He's crazy. And they don't want to bring him out. And they try to burn their house down. And they kill his whole family. And there's a baby that survives. And that guy's the one that grows up to be the killer.
That's the one you're talking about?
Is that the one you're talking
about? No, that's not the one I'm talking about.
Which one are you talking about?
It starts off, there's like two guys and two girls. They're both a guy and a girl and a guy and girl. They're all together. Boyfriend, girlfriend. They're all friends. But the two guys are brothers, and they're on their way to their station because they're in their army and they're going to go to Germany. But they end up getting stopped by this officer.
Is it the goddamn, what the hell are you kids doing out here?
That guy? The guy?
The crazy guy that...
That's not even the killer. Huh? I think it's called A New Beginning. I think it's called.
Let me see. It's New Beginning.
I watched that one because when I watched it, it's just fascinating, like how gory it is. I don't know. It just fascinates me.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre: New Beginning. That movie was great, bro. I don't know who said that one was one of the worst ones.
Everyone says the reboot
was terrible. Oh, the one with Fast and the Furious. Okay. Bro, that one was a good movie. Yeah, what are they talking about?
Yeah, it's a good movie. That's no, a lot of people movie. Just say every reboot, they always have something to say, like the new Freddy Krueger reboot. That was
but
like
it's not really a reboot because it's like a different interpretation of what can happen.
Because it was real, right? Finally, that's crazy. You know? It was a real thing.
No, it wasn't real.
They said at the end of that movie that they ended up like printing text, the Chainsaw Massacre was one of the craziest things in all of Texas since 1990.
Yeah, but it's not real. I thought so too, and I was blown away. But no, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre story, the Leatherface story, is based off a serial killer that was named Eddie Gein, and he would eat people. And that is where Texas Chainsaw Massacre came from. The story was drawn from this killer, Eddie Gein. Let me read you.
And the other movies of those, is there cannibalism? In all the movies, is there cannibalism?
Of Texas Chainsaw?
Yeah,
like that's their thing.
Oh, okay.
They like to eat parts and all that.
That's why I like movies like that, because cannibalism, it fascinates me because it's just scary, like Wrong Turn.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, Wrong Turn.
Did you know they made a reboot for Wrong Turn?
Did they?
It came out like in 2018. But they're not like crazy cannibals. They're like people, it's like Wrong Turn, The Outcast or something. They live in woods and they're just more like...
Really?
They're like more of olden age. They use arrows, but they're actual people that are not crazy.
Really? Let's see. Wrong Turn.
And there's like a town.
Oh, in 2021.
Oh, yeah, this year.
Recently, I haven't seen it, bro.
Like, because there's this account that I watch. It's called Dead Meat. And he like.
Bro, when did this come out? In January, dude.
I guess it wasn't that famous.
Oh, we need to watch it.
Yeah, but it's, dude, because I see a kill count.
We need to watch it, bro.
I'm down to watch it.
And today can't come out. Venom comes out.
Dude, I want to watch it.
We're
going to
watch it,
but
not. Kind of like, situation's not in the right place, but we wanted to go watch it. I don't know if you guys want to go on the weekend.
I do want to go.
I have like credits and stuff on my thing, but dude, I did not know there was a new Wrong Turn that just came out.
Yeah.
So watch, let me read you Eddie Gein real quick. Let me see.
Yeah, like cannibalism.
Let me just read you like this. Edward Theodore Gein, also known as the Butcher of Plainfield or the Plainfield Ghoul, was an American convicted murderer and body snatcher. Gein's crimes committed around his hometown of Plainfield, Wisconsin, gathered widespread notoriety in 1957 after authorities discovered he had exhumed corpses, meaning eaten, I guess, from local graveyards and fashioned trophies and keepsakes from their bones and skin. Gein also confessed to killing two women, tavern owner Mary Hogan in 1954, and hardware store owner Bernice Warden in 1957. And
this hardware stores?
This is what the dude looks like.
Damn.
But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, because I had looked it up, is it real? And, you know, they said no. Let's see what comes out. It's Texas.
Why do they make it look like that? Because that dude, after the movie, the Chainsaw, like, they made it seem like it was a real thing.
Yeah, they did. See, it says here, the film was marketed as being based on true events to attract a wider audience and to act as a subtle commentary on the era's political climate. Although the character of Leatherface and minor story details were inspired by the crimes of murderer Ed Gein, its plot is largely fictional. So it's mostly made up. Hey, but it's a good story if you ask me, bro.
Yeah, it is good.
But yeah, dude, The New Beginning, that was one of the... Dude, all the Texas Chainsaw Massacres, except the old ones, bro. Those ones, I can't watch those, dude.
Any old movies, I'll rather die.
Like freaking Matthew McConaughey, where he has like a robot leg or something. Like, dude, those look so retarded, bro. Like, I'm sorry. I know, like, I'm going to piss off horror fans, like original horror fans, but
yeah,
I don't like old school movies like that,
I like
bro.
All the reboots.
Yeah,
like,
all the reboots are good, except I don't like, the one I least like was there's one called Leatherface. That's the one I'm talking about where you thought this one crazy dude was like, oh, because it's telling you the story of how he became Leatherface. You're thinking of like, oh, this guy's Leatherface because he's so what he does. And there's this nice dude and he's the one that protects everyone. And in the end, that fool's the one that becomes Leatherface. It's crazy, dude.
It's like Max plot twist.
Yeah, it's a plot twist.
I need to watch it. Like,
but anyway, dude, real quick, let's jump away from what I was talking about. I didn't realize this. I know maybe like people listening aren't Matrix fans, but I didn't realize this, dude. When I watched it with Sam, I don't know how I didn't catch this plot point. It's probably super obvious.
I probably
obvious.
Didn't catch this either. Because I don't even remember any of the movies. Except the first one.
It's so confusing, bro, that I can't wait till I watch Matrix with her to show it to her. Then I watch Matrix Reloaded, and I still haven't watched Matrix Revolutions with her, which is by far the least of my favorite because they're mostly in the real world and they're not in the Matrix so much. My favorite part is where they're in the Matrix, obviously.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But, dude, so here's the thing. The architect, you know who he is, the architect?
No.
He's the creator of the Matrix. He's a program. The Oracle, do you know who the Oracle is?
Yes.
She's also a program. So here's the thing. Neo in the Matrix Reloaded at that point is the sixth time that Neo has gotten to that point. So the one, that whole prophecy of the one and destroying the machines mm-hmm. is just an influence the Oracle was doing as part of her programming to keep the humans with hope. So this is what happens. So Neo, to the door you have this door. You have two doors. This door, you can go save your girlfriend and the whole entire human race will be destroyed and it'll be killed. Or you can take this door.
Your girlfriend dies.
You know, whatever happens to your girlfriend is whatever happens. But this door, we're going to reset your programming. We're going to kill everyone in Zion. And you're going to choose 27 people from the Matrix. 27 people, certain amount of males, certain amount of females. And you're going to rebuild Zion again. And that had happened. That has happened six times, dude.
Really?
So that's what this whole point was. That Neo has rebuilt the Matrix in five other times. And Zion has been destroyed five times already. In other words, they think that they're the one and the prophecy and the whole thing. And boom, Zion gets destroyed. Neo, the chosen one, he's an anomaly of the system. And as far as much as they've tried to perfect all the numbers of the Matrix, Neo, the one, he's an anomaly, which is why he's able to fly and stop bullets and all this stuff.
He's like an
anomaly? What does that mean?
Yeah.
An anomaly is like an outlier, like something that's not, how can I say it?
Was it meant to be?
Yeah, like, how can I say? Okay, let me tell you to you like this. You know how when you put cheese and hot Cheetos,
right,
like melted cheese, and you mix it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your theory is that every Cheeto in that bag is going to be filled with cheese.
Oh.
But there's always that one Cheeto
that
for whatever reason is not covered in cheese. That's an anomaly. Does that make sense?
So there's only one. Does that mean there can be multiple of?
That's where I don't know. You know, that this thing can go. How far does the rabbit hole go? You know, yeah. I don't know. But so Neo is an anomaly. So what happens is he gets reset. And he has to go choose 27 people in the Matrix to pull them out of the Matrix, out of the real world, and rebuild Zion again. And boom, they rebuild Zion, the prophecy, and we need to fight the machines, they're going to be destroyed. And boom, again, Zion gets destroyed, and again, the chosen, the one chooses 27 people, and again, six times, dude.
And which movie did that happen?
So in Matrix Reloaded, so in the trilogy where we're watching it, that's the sixth time. Before the Matrix 1, it already happened five times.
Oh, really?
Yes, is what I'm saying.
So even before the first Matrix,
The first Matrix, he had already done that five times. The one had, the machines had already destroyed Zion five times.
He doesn't remember himself, or he's aware? He doesn't know that,
No, he doesn't know. That's why he's like, what? And the architect tells him.
Oh, and that's why he gets deja vu, right?
Yeah, well, that's part of it. The deja vu in the Matrix is when something's not... something was changed in the programming of the code of the Matrix. That's what deja vu was in that world, right?
Oh.
So that's the whole thing, that it's happened already. Zion has, the architect tells him, this would be the sixth time that we destroyed Zion. So you need to go rebuild Zion again, and it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen again, and again, and again. And that's how we get in this stupid cycle. We think we're fighting, and in reality, we're just history is repeating itself so the machines can stay alive. Anyway, I know that's super random, but...
That's crazy. I didn't know that at all.
Yeah, but just check it out, bro. Like, what I was telling you about the Halloween Horror Night, it's all like this, bro. So you go into the front, and it's literally like the whole streets, bro, covered in people trying to scare you like that.
Like Hellfest, pretty much.
Like, yeah, there you go. Just like Hellfest, bro.
Dude, that's crazy,
that movie,
bro,
was fire, dude.
Yeah, it was good. It was pretty
Hellfest
good.
Hellfest was really good.
Of course, people are going to say...
Huh?
People say otherwise, I'm sure.
What do you mean?
Like critics and stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's always people that try to take the enjoyment out of something.
I feel like people who become critics, I feel like Andres and Jacob would become critics just because of the people that have zero taste. Like, if I ask Andres and Jacob, yo, let's go watch Venom. Nah, it's Just go to Redbox and rent Dumbo instead. Like, God, bro, like, forget it, bro.
Well, didn't they want to go watch Pinocchio or something?
And they did watch Pinocchio. God. It's crazy because I always thought, what made you want to watch Pinocchio? It was like, it's because I saw the trailer and it looked good. I'm sorry, bro, if I saw the best in the freaking world Pinocchio trailer, I would not go watch it. Never. I would watch and it. Not only that, they said after the movie that it's not even in English, that it's an actual a different language and it's just, like, voiced over with English.
It's like,
yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh, my God. I cannot watch that, dude. I cannot sit through that. Yeah. That's too much for me. What's it called? Give me a second here. Dude, when you guys sent me that video
of what? Oh,
freaking that chick.
Go grab yourself,
oh, my
bro.
God, bro. So my brother sent me this video, and I'm going to play a little piece of it. So this chick, you know, and rightfully so, whatever her reasons are, she's complaining and crying that Trump, come save our nation, whatever, right? But dude, she's taking a deuce, bro.
No, I don't think that's her, bro. She looks like she's in a room, bro. I think there's someone in the background.
No, she's in a restroom, bro.
But there's no way she's doing that. Well, that has to be fake, bro. There's no way.
You think it's fake?
There's no way she's doing that.
Why would she not, bro? You'd be surprised at some of these people.
Let me record myself crying, which is a lot of people do that. But let me poop and make the loudest diarrhea noises,
dude. Because she's like, President Trump, I need you,
dude. If Dad saw that, he would.
Dude, that was some
himself,
of the wettest.
Bro. At the end, bro. The end, bro, was the worst part.
Here, let me show it to Sam. Let me send it to her. Dude, when I saw that, bro, I was like, there's no way, bro. I was dying, bro.
Is it like yours or what?
No, it's not even. I wish. Man, like that, she sounded like she was getting some good relief there, man. Freaking God. Bombs going off, bro. Jesus Christ. I don't know if it's fake, bro. Like, because it does look like she's in a bathroom.
That has to be out
like,
of
if
movie.
You look like, she, like, if she's in a bathroom, bro, like, who else would be doing it?
Oh,
like,
yeah, you're right. It's because that looked like a room.
She looks like she's not, she look at like, she's red and everything. Like she's
God.
She's crying and pushing at the same time. What's it called? But yeah, man. That's pretty much. I have other stuff I wanted to mention, but I don't know if you want. You have something on your mind.
One little dumb thing, and I saw this on Instagram, and it blew my mind.
What?
You know, there's a way to become your own grandpa.
What?
I'm gonna explain it to you.
Was it with mosquitoes or something like that?
What the freak? Okay. No, no.
Because I heard, hold up, before you do that.
Right.
I heard that if a mosquito bites you, well, it's like a meme, of course, on Facebook. Huh. That a mosquito bites you, it's using your skin cells, it's using your DNA to reproduce. So when those mosquitoes hatch those eggs, they're technically
their father. Yo, that's sick. That's cool.
Imagine that.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, I still kill them
anyway.
No, this
one, I'm going to tell you, it's factual.
Okay, well, you're what I said
really,
was just a meme.
It's a super rare occasion, but I mean, it can be possible.
Okay, okay.
So let's say I want to be my own grandpa. Let's say I marry a girl who has a daughter already.
You marry a girl who has a daughter.
Who has a grown-up daughter. She's like, let's say the person I marry is like 40.
Okay.
And she has a daughter who's 20.
Okay.
Right? And let's say dad, let's say our dad wants to marry my wife's daughter, that daughter.
Hold on. You just went, you're married to a 40-year-old woman who has a 20-year-old daughter.
Yeah, and let's say dad wants to marry that 20-year-old daughter.
This 20-year-old is now your stepdaughter.
Right, she's my stepdaughter, but since dad, but.
I get it.
Okay, so she... Dude, that's... I can't have to read it.
Okay, hold on. So, you marry a 40-year-old woman.
And that...
She has already a 20-year-old daughter.
And she married
that.
Which,
I don't know why you didn't go for the daughter, but that's another, that's
no,
another
it's,
story.
No, it's just occasion.
Yeah,
it
just,
has to be
it's
that.
Just for right. argument's sake. Right. You were more attracted to the 40-year-old for some reason.
MILF.
All right, MILF. Okay.
And the 20-year-old daughter, she has a 20-year-old daughter, and dad
and
marries
her. And
father
wants to be with the daughter.
So, now that...
So, your father is now your son-in-law.
I don't know how to... Let me explain it. Now my wife's daughter Not my wife's daughter. Since she's married to dad, my wife's daughter is my mother now. My stepdaughter.
Hold on. Your wife's daughter
is my stepdaughter.
Is not your stepmom.
Is not my stepmom.
Okay.
And since dad's married to her, dad's my. Damn.
What?
No, dad's my dad, right? Okay, so dad's my dad. And now since mom, her, that. Dad's married to that 20-year-old daughter, right? So that makes, since now she's related to me now as she's my mom, that means her mom, which is the girl I'm married to, the 40-year-old woman, is my grandma-in-law. And who's
married? Wait. Hold up.
Because dad marries that 20-year-old daughter.
Yes.
Which makes her my mom now.
Which makes her your stepmom.
My stepmom, right? And who's her mom? My wife, which is, that means she's my grandma. She's my step-grandma. And who is married to the grandma? Me. So I'm my own grandpa.
Yo!
That's crazy, right?
Bro, that's crazy, dude.
That's weird.
I mean, that's a little incesty, but...
No, I mean, it's step.
It's not really incesty.
I'm my own grandpa.
No, it's incesty that everyone's kind of sleeping around with each other. No, but no, none of them's related.
Nah, so. No one's related. But that's weird.
Trino, man.
God.
Yeah, I saw. Oh my god, that's crazy.
Yeah, I saw that on Instagram. I was like, yo, that's crazy. I'm pretty sure it works the same for a woman. A girl can become her own grandma, sure. Right? Otherwise, the freak, why wouldn't he?
But then the girl.
It would be the same thing. It would just be vice versa.
Oh, my head hurts. The girl. Would have to marry a man that was 40
and
have a son or daughter.
No, a daughter.
It would have to be a daughter. Okay. That's 20.
Right.
And then her father marries that daughter.
And that's where it all happens. So now you're, with that, automatically you're your own grandma. It just, I have to explain all of
but
it.
But why does it have to be why can't it be a son?
If it's a son.
He's still your own grandma.
You're right.
Yo, that's insane, dude.
Let's do it.
Oh, man. Hey, real quick, have you had a chance to listen to the
Drake album? No, I have not. No, I have, but dude, I'm sorry, bro.
It's a tough listen.
It's not that I hate it. Like, I can listen to it, I'll probably like the majority of it. I just hate trying new stuff.
And that's I'm the same way.
That's why I hated Spanish music, but now I love Spanish music so much. I used to hate it. Like, I still hate the...
What the hell is that?
Mariachi corridos, bro. I hate those too, bro.
I
don't know what it is. I hate it.
I hate it's banda and all that freaking, all. Like... Okay, that one's cool.
There is some...
Have you heard that one?
No, probably.
Te fuiste, no sé por qué... Yo sé que me quería.
No, I'm already killing myself.
Yo sé que me adoraba. No, you don't like that one? Why not?
And they all sound the same. Every song sounds the same to me.
You're going to know it. Te voy a esperar. Te voy a esperar.
No, I don't know it. But the point is,
that's the only one I can tolerate.
When I hear him, if someone's, it's like Alonso, he loves those. Or anyone, if they play those, I can appreciate it just because I like
I still can't hear that, bro.
It's just fascinating. Like, all right, that's. Like, but I don't care about the words, nothing.
I can't hear it, bro.
My ears at all.
The other day, Sam was listening to it, and I was like, man, I would. I can't, bro.
I'd rather listen to that music. I can hear some country, but I'd rather hear country 24/7.
No, I love
24/7
country. Yeah, I love.
Than one song a week.
Yeah, no, I can hear country pretty good amount. I actually
There's
like,
some songs.
Especially on road trips, dude. Like, I think country for me is like, if I'm going to go on a road trip, I need to hear country. Like, when we were driving to Orlando, they were like, I put country, and they're like,
damn.
What the hell is this? I was like, forget it, man. You know, I was trying to hear, like, Luke.
And did they put that music?
Nah. I mean, they did try a couple times, but I was like, bro, come on, bro. You got to be good.
Yeah,
but now we did listen to quite a different variety of music. But no, it was a lot of Bad Bunny, bro, because all of us there are reggaeton fans. Yeah, so we love Bad Bunny and all that kind of music, bro.
I used to hate it because
bro, we're literally in Miami, bro. With the windows, with the windows rolled down. Yes. Otra noche en Miami. Yeah. Bro, it was such a killer vibe, dude.
Crazy.
It's so much different when you're actually listening to it.
When it's night too, it's better.
It was the evening, yeah. It was nice, dude. And then you get the fresh air of the beach, dude. And then it's crazy because you think about all these artists that sing about Miami and Vegas. Yeah, okay, bro. But when you're there, and then you think about the songs they wrote, and it's like, dude, I feel where the inspiration came from, bro. Like, I feel it.
Yeah.
It's dope. Well, dude, The reason I was asking about Drake is because the other day, dude, like, I can't believe how bad he is live.
Live?
Live.
I've never seen him live at all.
He's so bad. Like, I know he's really notorious for having good performances. Like, Jumpman, nah, nah, you know, like, everyone's all hype.
Yeah,
but I'm talking about singing, bro. Yeah, and every time he's sung, like, he's tried to sing. I know they have some sort of pitch correction on that when they're singing.
Yeah, all the artists.
Especially nowadays. But, like, 5 years ago, dude, like, I heard this Drake singing, I got my eyes on you. No, it's not that one. Yes. Bro.
Terrible.
I cannot tell you. Let me see if I can find it, bro. And I'm sorry, Drake. Dude, I don't think I saved it, bro. But it was so bad. I was like, there is no way, dude.
It was terrible? See. What about, are you sure it was that one or was the other one?
No, it was Hold On, We're Going Home.
I better find your heart.
No. And it just makes me wonder, bro, like, how good are these people, dude? Like, how bad or good are these people? This one, bro. Hold on,
oh, that's me. Not that bad, though.
Hold on.
I expected Travis Scott. He's hitting the pitch. He's not there, bro.
He sounds like any guy. And it's one of those situations where you're singing, and as you're singing, you correct yourself, and it's. But as when he started off, bro, look. He locked in. And I hear that, I'm like, dude.
Yeah, it's like really bro, off.
I got my. Bro, and it's like, dude, how? I mean,
yeah.
And that makes me wonder. This guy 40 that does his music editing and all this is like, dude, this guy's a legend, bro. For him to take that and convert it to I got my eyes on. Dude, I think we can sing it better live. You
yeah,
know what I'm
sure. That's what blows my mind too. How many people get free like Travis Scott, bro, when he sang at the Super
dude,
Bowl?
Dude, when he sang at
dude,
the Super
Bowl, dude, that made me want to freaking commit suicide,
God.
Bro.
Bro, seriously, who likes to hear that?
I don't know that. Talking about that, I'd rather hear mariachi music than Travis. Like,
I'd rather hear banda, dude.
I don't know. Like, it's just not amusing to me. I feel like anyone, if Matthew can try, he can probably write a whole verse. Like, you just have to rhyme. I don't understand what's so hard about that. Unless you're Eminem.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
on another level.
Dude, Eminem's like, bro. Dude.
He wrote another song. He was doing another song with for Venom. He did, you know, he did one for Venom.
He did another one?
Another one. And dude, did you see Mom's Spaghetti?
Dude, Eminem opened a restaurant called... Sam, Eminem... I know she doesn't care. Eminem opened a restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti. That's dope,
that's
right?
That's sick.
And you know people are going to go to that.
That'll be cool.
You know, it makes you wonder...
Yeah,
it's a restaurant and everything, and they make spaghetti, and I know it's good spaghetti, bro.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There's no way he would market that and not be good.
Yeah, I mean, if my mom can probably make decent spaghetti.
Let's look at it. Mom's spaghetti, bro. That's insane.
So I saw someone in the comments saying there should be like an awfully hot coffee pot, an oddly hot coffee pot.
Where?
That should be a thing because you didn't hear Eminem's freestyle about Trump.
No.
That's an awfully hot coffee pot.
No.
Stupid like that.
That's an awfully hot coffee pot. What does that have to do with Trump?
I don't know, bro. I think he was holding a cup or something. I don't know.
That's an awfully hot coffee
but that, pot. I think he got hate for that. Not hate, but like that was a horrible freestyle that he did. That was pretty bad.
That was an awfully pot. Oh, is it? I remember that freestyle.
Pot. And he was
it's like
in
where
a
he was stopping a lot.
Yeah, he was stopping.
Where
it's
like you got a tortilla in my. That was really bad. I don't know why I started with that word. You can't rhyme anything with that. Can you freestyle, bro?
No, I don't know how people can do that.
Dude, I don't know how people do
like,
that either.
You know, these modern rappers, someone I do respect is Juice WRLD.
Dude, he's great music.
Yeah.
Dude. And I didn't appreciate his music until he died, sadly. Same thing with X. You know who Triple X Tentacion is?
Yeah.
Dude, he's the one that would sing that.
I know he is. Yeah, I know he is.
Dude, and until he died... I didn't hear their music and I didn't appreciate it until after they died.
Yeah, because I like when people sing too.
Yes, bro. Yeah, and Juice WRLD. Oh,
and without autotune.
Like, what's one of those Juice WRLD songs that's really good? What's that?
I still see your shadows in my room. The love that I gave you.
Dude, let me see. But there's another one, isn't there? What's another one that's super famous, bro? And it's by him.
So nobody gets hurt. That's the only one.
Which one?
I don't know what it's called. But I'm probably going to get hate because a lot of people do listen to Juice WRLD. That's a good song.
Dude, it's because he has, I think, is it Lucid Dreams?
Lucid Dreams, yeah. That's the one that goes like, I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back.
Oh, I think I stopped recording, bro.
You? Yes. You started up, but you started up again. If you guys can't hear Danny, you can probably hear it on this. Danny accidentally.
What time are you at?
39 minutes and 59, 40 minutes now. One.
All right, yeah, because it disconnected. But, okay, Apple yeah, sauce. Sorry, I accidentally turned off my mic. Yeah. But yeah, dude, the. I don't know what other song it was. It wasn't Lucid Dreams. I think it was, but there's another one, and I know he sings it with somebody. I think it's a song where he sings it, and it's like, damn. Let me see. Robbery? No. Wishing Well. Wishing Well? Which one's that one?
I don't know any of his songs except Lucid Dreams and that other one. She told me put my heart in a night so nobody gets hurt.
I don't know. But, dude, good song. Good music. And also, Triple X Tentacion. I know there was a beef with him and Drake that Drake copied one of his flows and stuff.
Really?
Did you hear about that? You know that song, Kissing My Teeth, I think? Demon just got it, they can't. I give my bro in advance. Love is just not in my plans.
Yeah, I do know. I've heard that one.
Studio right at my yachty. I think it was that one. And X accused Drake of stealing that flow. And you hear X's verse, and it's very similar. But it's a flow, dude. I mean, come
honestly,
on, bro.
I don't understand what, you know that, you know Bella Porch? That TikToker?
Bella Porch. Like, the one that always does it.
Yeah, they said in her, the first song that came out, I forgot what it's called, that you can go, her, the melody is literally copied from Beethoven from the Great Depression. Like, who cares, bro? Like, he's dead.
Oh, yeah, like, yeah. Dude, who cares?
Even
yeah,
if
dude.
If it was now, like, who cares, bro?
Who that's cares where the inspiration
understand.
Came from,
those are
dude.
People who don't really care. They listen to music because they listen to it, but they don't really...
Like, but this is the way I see it, bro. Understand it. If I make a song, and in 30 years, a guy samples my song, I'm like, damn.
That's sick,
that's
bro.
That's respect,
I'll,
bro.
I'll have paid you to
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I understood. I didn't understand where he was coming from. Like, he was copying his flow. But it's a flow, dude. If he was copying your words, okay. Now you have something to talk about. But he's just copying your cadence and your flows. And I don't even know if he was copying it. He probably was. But yeah. They call Drake a culture vulture. That's what they call him. He gets somebody and he freaking sucks the life out of him and spits him out, you know? You don't remember I Love McConan?
The club going up. Bro, that song's cold, man. I freaking
love
that song.
Yeah, that song's cold. That song went hard. And I know that same thing happened. Drake, you know, chewed him up, spit him out, and that's... out of his ass, you know. Well, you can't spit out of your ass. Oh, well, you can.
Wait, but. Yeah. Like that girl who freaking had
diarrhea.
That
girl with the trauma. At the same. But yeah, I know. And then, and it turns out that food, I think he came out as gay and everything, dude. I Love McConan. I'm pretty sure he did. Like, I was blown away. I was like, what, really? That was crazy.
It's crazy.
But think about it. Like, when, and it's just the very idea that someone famous even thought about you or used your song for anything. Dude, I Love McConan found out that Drake featured on him by when Drake released it. He didn't work with Drake. It's like if me and you make a song, and then tomorrow, Drake drops a song, and it's our song featuring him. Imagine, dude.
So when, he wasn't aware of
no.
the Tuesday song?
So when I, no. When what? He made Tuesday, right? Got a Tuesday. It was just him. And then, like, I saw the reaction video when they were hearing it, and they were like, squad going up. And
that
it was like,
that's
oh!
sick, bro. That's sick.
Dude, imagine that, bro.
Dude,
nobody flipping packs now, bro. Forget about it.
And that's
it,
when
bro.
They did the music video, and
huh?
That's when they all did the music video. And that's when he.
Yeah, yeah, that's when.
Which
it,
he
wait,
looked
they did
max.
A music video
yeah, I remember because he looked max awkward
oh,
in that video. He didn't
yeah,
know how to.
Did.
He didn't
yeah,
know how
just
to move,
like,
bro.
Chilling with his little sweatshirt or whatever.
Yeah. I don't know what the freak he was doing, bro.
Looks like you want to tell me something. But yeah, no, dude. The reason I was blown away by hearing this, dude, because. I was like, dude, this guy sounds so bad live. Cause it's, and it's happened more than once. Like, I think another time he did a performance, and it was more like a joke. He sang, like, dissing everyone. But he was still, like, kind of shaking around the pitch a little bit. And I'm like, dude, you're Drake, bro. Like, you're known for singing. That's your thing. You're telling me you can't even sing for
yeah.
real? So what's your thing,
yeah,
then?
It's his thing more than it is rapping.
Dude, yeah. Like,
even
so what's
rapping.
Your thing, then, Drake? You're telling me you can't sing, so cry if you want to, but I can't stay to hear you, it's the wrong thing to do. Imagine if he sings that live. I don't even want to know what that sounds like, bro.
You think I'm so, imagine.
Oh, Club Paradise.
You can't sing that.
Forget about
but
it.
But they still need you.
Ooh, that one was,
so then he,
no, that one was.
Dude, that guy was terrible. Bro.
It's because there's this app called Smule,
yeah.
and it's basically like
karaoke,
a karaoke app.
Yeah.
And I don't use it as much as I used to, but it's that I love to sing. And I would always use it. I used to crush it on there, bro. I used to love crushing it. And what's the name of that song? I just tell you as if I could you.
I don't know who it was.
I think that's Majid Jordan. I don't know who it was. But there's this one dude that featured with me, and he couldn't sing it. But he tried his best, bro. He was like,
she got a little bit of drama, my friends.
Drama. That's what it's called. Yeah, and then he's like,
And I had never heard that song. I never heard that song until that you showed me. So when I heard the actual drama, it still sounded bad to me just because of how bad that guy screwed my mind. I was like, why does it sound bad even in the song? But now I think it's
dude,
good.
Dude, I thought that song was good so song. Good. Every lost girl I know is over 26. Yeah. Bro, that's when Drake was Drake, homie. You need to come back. You need to wake up, bro, with releasing this garbage with pregnant women on your cover. Bro, for real, man. I'm serious, bro. I can't do none of this new Drake, bro. I can't, bro. Except for that, I'm too sexy for this shit. Dude, bro, that was dope. That was dope.
Because I don't remember that Shrek thing. And you sent me the video of Prince Charming.
Yeah, too sexy for my shit.
Oh, yeah, bro. That's so dumb, bro. I sent that on my photos just because that's so dumb, bro.
Bro, as soon as I heard that, I thought of Shrek. And keep in mind, I've never heard that song aside from that movie, Shrek. And I know it was a song, but... Because you know how they were singing in the end? They were all singing their own songs. And that's the first time I heard that one. I'm too sexy for my shit. And I don't know what the real lyrics say, honestly. What are the real lyrics say? Let me see. Because I know he was saying that like just because he was talking about a shirt.
That looks like a scene that was like they just put at the end of the movie of stupid stuff.
Yeah, like one of those post-movie stupid stuff.
Like how Toy Story. Like
see, like the original. Well, yeah, I guess it does say shirt. It says, I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's gone. Okay, I'm too sexy for my shit.
Yeah,
he's like, dude, Prince Charming and Shrek 2. It's Shrek 2, right? Yeah, Shrek 2.
Yeah, Shrek 2.
He's like, I'm too sexy for my shit, too sexy for my shit, so sexy it hurts. I'm a model, you know what that means? I'm a shake my little tush.
Yeah, man. That's so dumb.
Bro, oh my God, dude. That was funny, bro. I do like that song. There's a couple other songs I like on the album, but.
Girls like girls.
How does it go?
Oh, I know what you mean. I do remember you because you put it on the TV, and I remember hearing it. But
I'm confusing it with girls need love too. Girls need love too. I know. No, it's. Girls where I'm from. Girls where I'm from.
That
one. That one's cool too. Where he's like, said you a lesbian girl, me too.
Oh, yeah.
They're making memes about him and everything. But dude, like the good 75% of that album is dookie, bro. Yeah. It bothers me. On the trip to Orlando, everyone was sleeping, dude. And this was, literally I was driving to Orlando, and it's like 2-3 in the morning. And I'm literally blasting Take Care on blast, bro. And then from there to Nothing was the same. But I think I just got through all of Take Care. Dude, freaking... Over My Dead Body, freaking Take A Shot
Take
For
Care
Me.
Take Care is so nostalgic, man. Ooh, when I hear that song.
Hell yeah, bro. And then you know what came on? I might be too strung out on compliments. Overdose on confidence. Starting not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence. Drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments. Faded way too long. I'm floating in and out of consciousness and days. Bro, all of those songs, bro. And then, like, every single one of those songs is so good, bro. Like, I loved that album so much. And you compare something like that to the latest project we got, and it's like dude,
nothing alike.
And it's there's no excuse, bro, because I've heard him talk about him saying that, no, it's because, you know what, artists change and they evolve over time. Like, no, dude, that's
well, he's
BS,
devolving.
Bro. Look at J. Cole, dude. J. Cole keeps putting out fire every freaking album he puts out. Bad Bunny, Eminem. All of these people are consistent, if not better, than their last project, dude. Look at Post Malone, dude. He's a freaking legend. Every album is better than the last.
I was going to say Ozuna.
Drake is literally like going down a slippery slope, going down, bro. Yeah. But somehow, this who's got billions of plays and he's making millions of dollars.
It's clout. That's the
it's clout. It's all just clout. But it's not quality anymore, bro. I don't consider it.
Well, it's quality, but
quality.
It's trash.
I mean, it's quality, but like I'm saying it's not musical, like, you know, like,
yeah,
it's, like yeah, it's not.
I know it's not, yeah.
I don't feel like it is. And I don't know. I don't know what's going on, but I think we lost him forever, man. I think he's on his way out. And it sucks, bro, because there's nobody that sounds like that.
But there's there's still a lot of people who love Certified Lover Boy, even more than Donda.
I heard a lot of people like Donda more than Certified Lover Boy.
Yeah, I've heard that more, but that's just because.
But did you hear what happened with Donda, with what Kanye West did?
What?
He released the album, right?
Right.
And I think one of the songs was featuring Chris Brown, and another song was featuring something else. He went back in, edited it, removed Chris Brown from the track, removed this other person, and re-released it.
What?
Dude, man. And they're making a bunch of memes about it, bro. Like, Chris Brown's like, I don't want to pay no more.
Really?
Dude, it's crazy, bro. Like, I don't know. I think I don't know if he did something to him, but let me see if I can
pull
it up. That's
crazy that he had that. He just edited it like nothing.
Dude, he just removes. Let me see. I think I had read why. Kanye West removes Chris Brown from Donda album. There have been changes to multiple songs on the album. Blah, blah, blah. The most prominent change is the removal of Chris Brown, which I haven't heard this song. I think with Donda, I went through like the first three tracks, and I was like, okay, I'm sorry, I can't hear this. I'm not a Kanye fan. Like,
there are some songs I guess that are pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, like, you There's know, like in the back in the day, like I used to hear like, in the night I am.
Yeah, that song is good.
Got a story ever told. Bro, that's the only kind of Kanye songs
that
were here.
During that time, I didn't know that was Kanye. I didn't even know Kanye.
Yeah, I didn't know that was Kanye either.
But I heard it.
No, actually, I didn't know because I would see it on my little MP3 player.
Mom would play that song a lot, and that's how I knew that song. Yeah.
Mom.
Dude, a lot of nostalgic.
Mom would play this.
She would play Romeo, bro. She all of the
Romeo songs. Oh, recently.
No, like back then.
When we were living in Horizon.
Back then.
Because that's when I would hear it.
When she was like in back of Cielo Vista.
Okay, so more recently, after post-divorce, mom.
Yeah, it's,
cause that.
Yeah, there's Nash.
Yeah, because she.
Mom.
Because before she would just hear, you know, like, bendito. And Ooh, that was good, bro. You better sign me up right now.
Do it again.
I'll sign right now. Whoa.
I should have hurt my eyes back.
We sound like idiots. Bro, but yeah, like back then, mom wouldn't hear that. As a matter of fact, dude, one time, you remember Akon?
I don't. Where is that? What is that?
Akon is like, smack that all on the floor. Give me some more. Smack that.
I remember I got in trouble for singing that.
This is what I was talking about. So I was hearing that, and I think I was hearing, I wanna fuck you. Dude, I was hearing that. I was hearing that on blast on my headphones, dude. And I was sitting when mom had a van, I was sitting in the back seat. And at this point, we're hardcore Christian, you know, we're like, we're not allowed to hear anything look at Disney, like nothing, bro. Nothing, bro.
Right.
Dude, I remember when I was a kid, bro, dad was brainwashed by some idiot preacher that told him that Disney was from Satan.
I mean, that's a pretty...
I mean, it's pretty accurate.
People who are atheists believe that. Like,
But to the point where he threw away all of my Disney toys.
Oh, damn.
Threw away all of my Disney-related anything, dude. He threw it away.
Okay, yeah, it's a little extreme.
Even the boxers, everything, bro.
I would have killed myself if I was there. I wasn't alive, right? Because
no,
if I lost
you were,
Woody.
Let's see.
There's no way, man.
I was like in second grade.
I loved Woody.
I was in third grade. How old? Let's see. I'm 9 years older than you. How old are you? How old would I be in third grade?
Not nine, for sure.
I'm older?
Oh, actually, about that.
Like 12?
That's exactly.
Like 12, 13?
Because in second grade, I was 7.
Like 10?
Third, you'd be nine.
So you were just gonna be born then, or maybe.
And I didn't
mom?
Have Disney toys for sure.
But me and Isaac, bro, for sure, were affected by it.
Really, even Isaac?
Isaac was probably like 2 or 3.
Cause I don't think he was like us.
I'm only 7 years older than Isaac.
I don't think he liked toys as much as we did, cause I freaking worshipped Woody.
Yeah, you worshipped Woody. Bro. You used to drag
around.
Dude,
it's great, dude. I love him so much, bro. That the last time I got a Woody present was when I was in eighth grade, bro. Was in eighth grade. It was my mom lived in Denver.
I remember.
I wanted a Woody, and I was in eighth grade about to be a freshman, and I still wanted one. Like, even if I go to a store right now, if I see someone with a Woody, it would fascinate me.
Yeah, bro. Dude, it's because, like, it's the idea, like, having one. Yeah. I remember I used to be obsessed with Buzz. I was a Buzz guy.
Yeah.
I love Buzz, dude.
Matthew was obsessed with Buzz, too.
Nah, Woody's
cool. Dude, but it's because Buzz was cool, bro. Like, I'd never seen anything like him before.
Yeah, he is cool. Whenever I, like, having the toy himself is cool. But the character, I liked Woody more.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What were we saying that we talked about this?
Disney or
so
interested in music.
Right? So back then, it was unheard of to be listening to anything other than
she's
sorry
cooking in the background like Gordon Ramsay. It's raw.
Couldn't have waited like 10 more minutes. I forgot what I was saying, bro.
So we need to get a studio.
Darn. Okay, so I was in the back seat of the van, and I was hearing that.
That van.
Smack that up, and I was seeing out loud like an idiot, bro, because she was hearing the radio.
And she just paused it.
And I was like, smack that. And she was pulling into the garage, smack that. Smack that. And then she's like, Danny, what are you listening to? I was like, oh my so God, dumb. Bro. My heart stopped. I was like, I don't know. It was on here already.
Yeah, dude, I freaking hate that. It was so terrifying. It wasn't on there already, right? I mean, you put it back.
Yeah, I put it there was, specifically.
Dad, had this, Dad bought us PSP Go's one time. And my PSP Go, it was used. So I had Jeff Dunham videos on there. And I had like a porno thing on there. And I had no idea. And Dad saw it on there. He's like, I was watching porno. And I like, no, I had no idea, bro. It started off with like a really dumb show. And it started off with this guy. You know how Kanye wears those dumb masks? Kanye, he wears like a mask. Like a black mask. Kim Kardashian did it too recently.
Yeah, I have never seen
it. Well, either way, it starts off with this guy wearing one of those masks.
Was it like anime?
He's wearing like a sock or something. No, it wasn't anime. It was real life. And he's like robbing a bank.
No, yeah, but he signed off something
completely different. So he was like wearing something like that, and he was just robbing a bank. And it started off with that. I don't remember it at all.
So it was a real, it wasn't cartoon.
No, it was real life. And it was so weird. And I started watching it. But what is it?
So what is that the plot of this porno? Is like they're stealing the bank?
I don't know.
Like, give me all the money to save.
I didn't go far. I forgot the code. I was already bored because it was boring to me. I didn't go far.
That's always how it goes.
I didn't drop it.
I forgot the code. Remember the code by sucking this. Forget it, bro. Like the plot never makes sense. Not that I would know. But.
Oh, I'm stuck in the safe.
I'm stuck in the safe. I need help with the. No, but I because there's this one time, dude, and I don't know how old we were, but we were living in Horizon, and it was one of the PSPs, and Dad brought me to the room. He's like, Danny, come here.
Oh,
I'm like, oh, what the hell did I do? And he shows me a video on the PSP, and it's like anime, hentai, crazy porn, bro, and I'm like, and in my head, I'm like, is he showing me, like, to be like, yo, check it out, or is he being like, what is this, you know, but he had more of a feeling like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
And in my head, I'm like, dude, I don't even know what to say.
Was that yours?
No, I think, I don't know whose it was. Because you know how we had like two or three of them?
Yeah.
I don't know whose it was, but he's like, what is this, Danny? I'm like, I don't know. I don't even know how they did that. I mean, I lied and said I don't know how to download stuff, but I've always been a genius with technology. Yeah, because
I remember you even put Super Smash Bros. On the PSP one time. I remember you did
that. I did?
You did that.
Oh, I remember you did that. Yeah, and it was like... all freezing, remember?
Yeah.
It was so AIDS, bro. Which, by the way, they just did an update on the Xbox. Now you can play, like, emulators directly from the web browser, dude. Like, you can play Nintendo 64 and all that stuff.
That's pretty
cool. So you can play the original Mario Kart on the Xbox with, like, four people.
But anyway, that's... Switch emulator is pointless.
Switch also is releasing a new update with part of their membership. Now adding the 64. They're adding the... Dude,
Switch has everything, bro.
Dude, bro, the Switch has surprised me to this
day.
They
should make a bigger console. I feel like if it can run all the freaking games we have on that little stick, there's no way they can't just make a big console and have all those games on there.
Well, the idea was before the Switch was the Wii U.
Yeah.
And that one was AIDS, bro. I cannot picture owning that.
That was a console.
That's like really this big. Freaking, and then it has like, I don't know, dude, it looked retarded. I don't think I could have ever owned a console like that.
The whole point for the
Switch was to be slim, to be very sleek and portable, and it's a smart thing because Nintendo, they know that they can. Because
no other console is doing that. Like,
yeah, small, pretty much. Nothing. No one else is doing that.
NX-case.
But dude, the Switch has surprised me, dude.
That's crazy. I personally can't play on it because it is really slow. As opposed to...
Oh, yeah. It's not a freaking high-end PC. But I don't feel it enough to where, like... It doesn't, like, freeze or stutter or anything. I mean, there's a lot of drop frames that people, like, notice in certain games. But when I'm playing, I actually enjoy it. Like,
Since you're you, like, in terms of... I mean, you don't play on PC. So, you don't... You've never played
on high... But I have played on PC, so I do know... I have played on high PS before. So, I know it looks like, but...
But after playing that for a while, I cannot ever play Xbox. I can't play Xbox ever again.
Well, Series X looks tits, bro.
I'm
sorry.
The graphics, but frames is more important to me.
Well, I can get 120 frames.
No, that's still so low to me as opposed to freaking 300.
You play at 300 frames.
Or 250.
You spoiled ass.
And
you play at 300 frames?
Yeah, but I mean, I pay for my laptop.
Damn. It's not like, I'd rather have better graphics.
Graphics are good, too.
Yeah, but you're on a PC. What I'm saying, because when you're on a console, there's a trade-off. Well, unless I buy a $2,000 TV that can run 120 frames at 120 hertz, right?
Right.
But I'd rather have better graphics. Because, dude, you look at it and it's like...
That is.
The Series X, really, bro, it's amazing with graphics. The problem is that the shit games it has, bro. There's no games that are good.
I think I would have been like you. But the reason why I think FPS is more important is because when we just had that one Xbox, Isaac would use it all the freaking time. So I had to go on the laptop the Xbox that I had. One? Yeah. So I had to use my laptop from school. That was the lunchbox. And it was terrible.
I remember that.
I had to turn the resolution all the way down, and I'll still get 30 frames. So frames were always more important to me. Just
cause. Yeah, that's true.
So I guess I got used to that.
I guess that's true. Dude, I remember that freaking computer, dude. I don't know how you use that computer.
Screen, go back to it. It's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, it's a little bit bigger. It's a Logitech one. Yeah. It's like a school Logitech laptop.
No, it was a Lenovo. But it's a school ThinkPad. So it's really
ThinkPad,
small.
That's what I'm thinking, Logitech. I meant Lenovo. I don't know why I got Logitech.
So when you got me that other one, that other Lenovo, that one was way better.
Yeah, that one's still not as good, but it was way better.
And then you got, and I cried.
Oh, you cried. Remember, Sam? You cried when we gave him that laptop over there in the... When we lived then over there by Shadow Mountain. Yeah, yes, dude, I remember that. Crap. I did not think you would like it that much. I thought, like, he's going to be like,
because anything would be better
sucks.
Anything would be better than... Dude, it was terrible, bro.
Yeah, that computer was bad.
Especially,
bro,
how Fortnite is,
dude,
right now.
Dude, I don't even know how Fortnite ran on that thing, dude.
I don't know either, bro.
That's insane, bro. I'll give Fortnite props, as much of a crappy game it has become.
It wouldn't run it now, but at the time...
It probably won't run it now, no. Yeah. But I'm telling you, what I'm saying is, I'm very surprised at how versatile it is and how many places it can run. On the freaking Android, on an iPhone, it runs on the Switch very well, by the way. It looks really good on the Switch. And before it didn't, they did an update where they changed the graphics. I don't know what the hell they did, but it looks really good now. Freaking, what else? The iPad, it runs on a freaking tablet.
Not only
on
that, bro, they changed, everyone hates on it, bro, but they changed gaming forever, bro.
Fortnite?
They boosted Battle Royale, they freaking made Battle Pass, everyone has Battle Pass in their game.
Yes, everything has Battle Pass. And actually, that sucks,
bro.
Yeah,
it sucks.
That
it does
sucks,
suck.
Bro, because you used to be able to unlock skins by freaking skill, bro.
And
I think
the only game that has that chance to be that way and not is Halo. Halo has
dude,
is the only
Halo,
game that can.
No, and Halo did do Battle Pass, too.
But
Halo Master
Halo
Chief
5?
Collection, but it's not in the way you would think. Like in Halo Master Chief Collection, you don't have to buy the Battle Pass.
And
like,
it's in
somehow
Halo
5, it gives it to you.
But that's been like that for a while, no?
Yeah, it's been a while like that.
It's because also in Halo 5, it's like that too, no?
No, there's no Battle Pass in Halo 5.
But there's like something.
No, there's just drops. That's been there since launch. Had nothing to do with Fortnite.
Yeah, so I think they're the only game left that can be. Because even freaking Splitgate is Battle Pass.
Splitgate is fire.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that
but
game
yeah,
exists.
I keep forgetting too. But it does have a Battle Pass tier system. Yeah. Halo Infinite.
Clash Royale freaking has it, bro.
Speaking of Clash Royale.
I hate Clash Royale, bro.
Okay, let me tell you this. Let me ask you this. Well, I don't know if the people listening have ever played the game on their iPhone or it's called Clash Royale. I'm pretty sure you guys have heard of it.
Yeah.
Why do you hate Clash Royale?
Well, I'm pretty good at it. I would keep playing, but they made a recent update where if you don't play for a month, you'll drop down 10 trophies every season.
Okay.
That's annoying.
Now,
what
if instead of Clash Royale, it was something much, much cooler?
Raid Shadow Legends.
And it was
Legends.
New. No, I mean, it tickles your
nutsack?
Anus. Imagine if I told you Clash Royale, but Star Wars. But Lego Star Wars.
Nah, I'm sorry, I can't, bro.
That's all I've been playing.
Lego Star Wars, it has to be a thing.
That's all I've been playing the last 3 days,
bro.
Dude, and can I tell you how good they did on this game, dude? They did an amazing job, dude.
That's pretty good.
It's freaking amazing, bro. You can literally place troops, and then, like, the battle scene moves. And if he passes you the battle scene move, and whoever has... The higher, like, whoever gets
Tug
closer to each other's base wins. But you can drop Darth Vader, and then you can drop Luke over here, and you can use your force powers, and you can drop troops behind them.
Dude,
it's really good. I was going to mention
it
before, like, on the podcast. I wanted to mention it. It's cool. It's, I don't know, it's called, like, Lego Star Wars. Here's the thing. I know people are playing, like, God, these guys are 20 years old and playing Lego Star Wars. I've been playing Lego Star Wars since I was a kid. That thing is in my blood.
I used to play
Lego Star Wars on the Game Boy Advance, on the SP. The original Lego Star Wars, freaking Lego Star Wars on freaking PSP. Remember how good it used to look on that, bro?
I thought it looked good, bro.
It looked really good.
On the PSP?
PSP
yeah,
still looks better.
But if
better.
You go
PSP,
back to it, it's not.
And even the PS Vita still looks better than the modern Switch, bro. The Switch screen is pretty dookie right now compared to what the technology we've had before. That's a good thing. The new Switch OLED that comes out in 2 weeks, that one.
I like OLED.
That's the one I'm getting. But that one's going to look way better. But that's neither here nor there. I wanted to mention that Star Wars game. I thought you'd like. It's really cool, dude.
I'll probably try it, but then again, I'm still that guy. I hate trying new things.
I'm the same way.
So I'll probably, but maybe.
Like, it's been really a couple times a where I'm like, dude, I'm bored. I don't want to turn on my Xbox. I'm watching TV. I don't want to do anything else. Yeah, okay, let me bust that out. And I'm like, yo, dude. But here's the greatest thing about it. The music. Dude, can I tell you how good? Like, literally, bro, like, you can choose.
You can choose.
There's a light side and a dark side.
Right.
And you have your certain troops for your dark side and your certain troops for your light side. And every time you battle, the little stud, it's red and blue on both sides, red and blue, and it spins and it tells you which one you're going to play. Oh, you're going to play the light side. Pfft, so it gets your light side deck. But whenever you click on the light side, it goes like, the music goes like, it goes. Shh, dude, it's like nostalgia, bro. Honestly,
whoever thought of that is a genius, because like, not only like.
Who?
Whoever thought of that is a genius. John Williams. No, I'm saying the game.
Oh, in the game, yeah.
It's one thing to think about Clash Royale, but also to make a Lego, that's
smart. Yeah, it's a Lego too. Star Wars.
Because it makes
but
it
the
more
music,
like,
bro, even when you're playing, like, like, dude, it's amazing, bro. I recommend it. I mean, it's fun. It's nostalgic, and it's Clash Royale, but better.
Yeah.
Clash Royale is not better than that game. And once you play it, it's different, bro. It's not like, you know how Clash Royale, you're just staring at the same two screen, and whoever wins... Like, this one moves, bro. Like, oh, he's getting close to your base, but now your troops defeated Darth Vader, so now it's moving down over here. Like, it's different. It's a different fit.
I understand.
But,
it's not like
we went off...
It's not like I suck. Like, people, when they say they hate this game, it's probably because they suck at it.
Yeah.
But I don't suck at Clash Royale.
No, and believe me, I know when people... I think it's because we played Clash Royale for so long why I decimate people in this game, bro, because some people are idiots.
Really?
Bro. Yes, bro.
Yeah,
it's funny, though. I mean, how long have we been... what's your time at?
An hour and 6 minutes.
Damn. You want to wrap it up?
All right.
We went off all over the place,
yeah,
man.
We did. But I feel like that's good, though.
Yeah, I wanted to... Well, I guess we'll wait till Sunday or Monday when we do the next... I want to talk about Venom. No, we're going to have to wait another week.
We have to watch it. Oh, yeah, because...
We don't want to spoil anything. So if you haven't watched... Look, I'm going to tell you right now, for those of you that are listening. If you haven't seen it within the first week... Don't get mad about spoilers. You're not a fan of any kind of movie.
Yeah.
If you don't see it within a week, I'm sorry. You're dead to me.
Yeah, you better freaking watch it, man. Andres and Jacob. Don't go watch Tinkerbell Part 5.
There's 5 Tinkerbells?
I don't know. It's Jacob and Andres.
All right, man. So we're going to wrap it up here. Where can they find you, my friend? On Insta.
Well, I'm not going to tell them where I live. I just use Instagram. It's Isaiah_Barragan. Barragan. Yeah.
Really? It's just your name with an underscore in between?
Yeah, I find it.
And that new username was available?
Isaiah_Barragan. I think it's underscore at the end.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, getting just Isaiah Barragan, that would be cool, but no.
Dude, like, I see people with usernames like Tickle My Nipples 35. Like, dude, relax, bro.
Why,
like,
people do that. Like, just put your name.
Dude, why can't you just put something like Tickle My Nipples 35 or like I Love Donut Holes in 46? Like,
Bumblebee
dude,
tuna.
Like, why can't you just put like Johnny or something? Like Johnny number 5 or something. Why do you have to put that, bro? Like,
or even putting numbers, I think it looks more professional just your name.
Yeah, for sure. Adding numbers kills the whole thing.
In a gamer tag, I would understand it. Like
in a gamer tag, mountain. Because you can't mountain. God, you still have mountain.
No, I changed it to office name.
So, because Sam accidentally broke Sam's Switch, so Sam's using my Switch.
Keyword accident.
And she signed in on her pro. She made her own little user and everything. And then she's like logging in. She's like, "Who's mountain?"
Wait, how does it say that? I'm not a mountain. I changed it like 4 months ago.
No, it's still mountain.
I've been changing it for a while. After
I'm
mountain,
what?
An epic.
No, I'm not talking about Fortnite. I'm talking about, remember how you made a user on my Switch?
Oh,
and that's not linked to nothing.
Oh,
it just says mountain.
It's just like a little guess.
Like my user is linked to my Nintendo, but yours is just
it's
profile.
Just a guess.
Yeah, it's not linked
like
to nothing.
Xbox
hers is linked, but yeah, it just says mountain. She's like, "Who's that?" Well, yeah, I thought it was funny. Anyway, because Mountain is a username that
it's
is such
a random AI name,
on the...
bro. We saw it when you first see it. What the frick
dude, it's
Mountain?
Because what game were we playing?
Rocket League.
We were playing Rocket League, bro. And you know how you see weird usernames, And we're playing, and we're like, I don't know, was it a teammate?
It was an AI. It was a bot.
Was it a teammate, though?
It was an enemy. It was probably an enemy.
And we're like, an enemy, and then it said mountain. I was like, what the hell? Mountain? What kind of a dumbass?
Dude, we were dying for the whole game, bro.
So ever since then, Isaiah decided to use this moniker on every single, Fortnite, Epic, and... Yeah. Call
but
of Duty.
It, like a long time ago.
Hey, you guys don't play Warzone anymore, huh?
Warzone is cancer, bro. Why? It's just a freaking running gun. It's not interesting at all.
But it's better than Fortnite, where you freaking everyone builds
dude,
like in freaking.
This chapter of Fortnite, it hasn't changed at all.
Dude, it's nothing different.
But as opposed to how much Warzone changes in the game, I feel like if I get back on the game, I feel like it'll be the exact same as if when it first came out. Like.
Oh, Warzone.
I feel like they just suck at being innovative. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's because Warzone's this whole other...
Explain me how knifing, even punching 3 times is stronger than a shotgun to the face. Tell me that.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
That's why, and not only
but
that...
But you can say the same thing about Fortnite, bro. Sometimes
no,
it shoots...
but it's a cartoon game. We explain it.
Okay, Warzone but who cares? You're still shooting a gun. How can I shoot you in the head and do 14 damage, bro?
You can ride horses. There's no horses. You can drive cars. What does Warzone have...
Cars.
Jump off a cliff and die if it glitches out and you pull out your parachute.
There's cars and you can get on a train. Everything.
But
bro.
That's like, but every other realistic battle royale game has done that. PUBG, Fortnite is the only one that stands out, and Apex stands out a lot.
Yeah,
too.
I play Apex a lot actually.
But Apex, it's not as fun to me.
Yeah, I guess.
But, and I did try Warzone. I do try it out, but for some reason, Warzone and Cold War. They uninstall after a while. They just, for no freaking reason, they automatically uninstall.
I don't know.
And it pisses me off. Cause
I can't bet for that. I don't know why they would do that.
And it takes 2 days to uninstall it, so I just gave up with it. Because I do like Cold War. I do like Cold War.
I don't. I got tired of Call of Duty. The formula got boring for me.
Every game's boring. It's funny when I see people...
Yeah, that's the way I bought a Switch. I bought a Switch because I'm tired of all the same recycled crap we get on the Xbox. Yeah. I'm tired of it, dude. So on the Switch, I have a completely different experience playing all kinds. And if I want to play an FPS game, I can, on the Switch. But anyway, we kind of went everywhere, but I guess that's the point, right?
Yeah, we were supposed to...
So, like, Isaiah, you can find him, Isaiah_Barragan_.
Yeah, if not...
If not, just keep messing with it, you'll find it.
Yeah, you'll find it.
And I'm at Menace, the Danny. And that's it, bro. I guess we'll see y'all next time.
All right, hit the outro. I'm just kidding, there's no outro.
Ooh-ee.